USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says distribution of coronavirus test kits is being stepped up as much as possible.
The FDA announced groundbreaking new policies to further increase testing, very substantially so. All states can now authorize tests developed and used within their borders.
The president from the White House, also Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, says the administration is looking to send checks to Americans immediately.
Americans need cash now, and the president wants to get cash now. And I mean now, in the next 2 weeks.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are working on a bipartisan stimulus package. Wall Street is liking what they heard from the president and Treasury Secretary as the Dow closed the day up 1,042 points. To finish at 21,231, the S&P closed up 143 points, the NASDAQ rose 430. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Today is primary election day in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Ohio was on the primary calendar, but state health officials are calling it off because of concerns regarding the coronavirus and the need to avoid crowds. Ohio Secretary of State Mike LaRose believes,
I'm confident that we made the right choice and the legally correct choice as well. I don't think any of us that serve in positions of responsibility can ever look back and say we did everything 100% perfectly, right? Hindsight's always 20/20. What I know is that Governor DeWine acted to protect health and safety. What I know is that I immediately responded to protect the integrity of our elections and the confidence people have in our elections. I know that the governor stands by his decision. I stand by mine.
Governor Larry Hogan is moving the date of the Maryland primary because of the coronavirus. He announced the new date will be June 2nd. The original primary was set for April 28th. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The White House is preparing everyone for the long haul regarding the coronavirus threat. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country, the president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
Our guidance yesterday urges Americans to take action for 15 days to help stem the outbreak. So it's a 15-day period. I guess now we'd say it's a 14-day period. It's 15 days from yesterday, and we're asking everyone to work at home if possible, postpone unnecessary travel, and limit social gatherings to no more than 10 people.
Other headlines involving the coronavirus, 7 million people told to shelter in place in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The president also reminding folks this is not the time to be hoarding things. These grocery managers tell Fox News they're doing everything they can to keep their stores stocked for customers.
We're sourcing from all different avenues, from not only supermarket channels, but from food service, friends over there that have been, you know, helping us out as much as they can.
Whereas we get a few vendors delivering every day, we're now relying on dozens of vendors. We're getting daily deliveries, dozens of trucks every day.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.